This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
March Madness has turned to March Sadness here at The Fan after Evan delivered those small three little pieces. BT, who do you think disappointed more, the Knicks last night or Evan this afternoon?
I expected a little more from Evan. But then again, they were playing the Spurs without Wemby, so I expected a little bit more from the Knicks as well. I would say it's a double fail.
Yeah, a double fail. And by the way, for those of you, and there are some out there, I've heard some feedback who would say, well, who are you to talk? You didn't go into your pocket. Let the record show that I was going to order pizza for everybody, but I was told Evan was taking that over. I had it confirmed this morning by Hoff. Yet again, I heard it yesterday. I wanted to confirm, because if not, I was going to do it, but there's no need for me to do it if Evan's going to do it. Although Evan obviously came up small here, literally, and I will do it. Hoff, if you want, if everybody wants now, I'll give you my credit card. We can go buy, but it's not a, oh, you can't get on Evan because you didn't do it yourself. I was going to, but as one of the leaders of the station, Evan should have done it the right way, and he didn't. And now we got to take leadership and call him out for it.
Yeah, there's symbolism. There's a responsibility as one of the captains at the station. That is that's the afternoon drive spot. You've told us a few times about what Mike would do back in the day. You wanted to keep the tradition going. You tried. You know, you vetted the situation. You were fed some information that was
right.
That was proven to be accurate. Unfortunately, a little light. But if you got different information, I'm sure you would have acted upon it. I could have gotten you some money as well.
If you and I were just like, oh, you know what, Evan, we got it. It's okay. Wouldn't that be like overstepping? You don't want to step on his toes. He wants to do it, afternoon guy. Okay, fine. Now, next year, maybe have to take things in our own hands.
Well,
here.
Well, now we know we have to overstep the boundaries next year. We can't wait for him.
But you know what I'm saying, Karen?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, this is how you repay the great Mike Francesa on his birthday with that? With that garbage out there? Mike would spit at that. He'd throw that in the garbage. You don't call that pizza. That's disrespectful. That's what he would have said. Come on.
We can. Mike would still eat something. Take it easy.
By the way,
I got a question for you.
BT, unfortunately, you're not here to see this. I'm telling you, this is chaos in the newsroom. there are more people. Ray Martell's down here. You got Gallo going nuts. Izzo's complaining. Hurley's making his presence felt. Bogusha. There are more people now in the newsroom that I have seen in years all maybe coming down to see what was going on with the pizza, only to be disappointed.
Oh, because we put them on blast on the radio. If we didn't do that, they wouldn't know. Now, I'm going to open up two different levels of criticism. What I've already said, and the other door is slightly new. I don't want to just keep hammering it home on Tiki, but I want to ask you, why do you give Tiki a pass in this?
Oh, this is an Evan thing. I have not seen Tiki. Evan was the one who purchased it. Evan was the one who picked it up.
All right. Evan's got a partner.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if he were in full control, I got to get more intel, I guess, or more details on how it actually went down. But I think Evan is the sole proprietor here. He's the one.
Okay.
He's the one
so
to take the blame.
Tiki a pass. Again,
I
you don't want
Tiki
to.
Yeah,
we don't want to get Tiki mad. We saw what happened
plus,
the other day.
Yeah, plus Tiki is huge, and I would be frightened to have him angry with me. Yes.
You could take Evan. You could definitely take Evan. All right, so that's one. We got that. Clarify that. I would push back a little bit. I would say, hey, he's 50% of the afternoon drive team. Tiki could reach into his pocket as well. But in Tiki's defense, if Tiki thought that Evan would man up and do the right job, then I could see why Tiki would lay out. Okay, the next layer here, you just mentioned somebody's name that I find very interesting. How long has our brand manager been at WFAN?
A year or so, I think.
A year or so.
Okay.
I don't recall. Is it his first March Madness? When did Ryan come in? The great Ryan Hurley.
Good question. I don't know if it was before March of last year.
I don't think it was. And I'll tell you why. And if I'm wrong, I take it back. Because I remember when we were out at the beach last year, the Memorial Kickoff with WFAN coming on, after Gio and everybody, Boomer Gio. I remember seeing Hurley there, and I felt like that was one of Ryan's real first station endeavors. So I think. I think Ryan joined the station and took over after the madness. And if I'm wrong, my bad. I don't think it would have been out of the realm of rightness or righteousness or both for Ryan to further ingratiate himself to the station as the new leader for maybe him to take the reins on the pizza. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, listen.
John, is it? Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I would not go there myself, but you can do that with him. You have a better relationship. John is calling from Woodbridge. You've known him longer. John is calling from Woodbridge. What's up, John?
What's up, guys? I think I know what Evan did here. He must have cashed in his Pizza Hut bucket points for those free personal pies.
poor Ev, man. Now I'm feeling bad for Evan. I have to start defending him soon.
I'm not there yet. I'm having too much fun with this. Anthony's in the Bronx. What's up, Ant?
What's up, Sal and BT? First of all, I love your show. I listen to it almost every day.
It's awesome.
Most of the time, I don't agree with you, Sal, because you're so, especially you're a big Mets fan, and I'm a Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, you hit it right on the nose with this pizza thing. Evan dropped the ball.
Mm.
Listen, I own a pizzeria for 35 years in the Bronx. I dealt with people every day ordering pizza for parties or office events. And I always suggest 2 slices per person minimum.
Right.
Don't even look at the small pies. Don't look at the medium pies. Always order a large pie.
There were multiple fouls here, Anthony, and thank you for the call. The fact that there were only 3 pies, strike one. The fact that those pies weren't even real size pies, strike two.
Okay.
The fact that there was buffalo chicken, there wasn't even a plane. Like, what if you don't like? Like, my
what?
Wife would kill me if I didn't. There wasn't even a plane. It was margarita, pepperoni, and buffalo chicken. Like, all the bare minimum, like, no non-negotiable rules of ordering pizza were all broken in one fell swoop by Evan.
I've got one more question for you, because this has not been answered.
Yeah.
Was it at least good pizza? I know it wasn't a lot of pizza.
I did not eat it. I wanted to make sure everybody had enough.
What a team guy. Hoff? Was it good, Hoff? Yeah. At least decent? He might be on the phone.
No, he's here. He's here.
Yeah, I'm just contemplating my answer on this.
You had 2 slices. Which ones did you have? Different?
I had the pepperoni, and I had the one that he bragged about.
All right. Was it good?
That he bragged about. Was it good?
Serviceable.
Okay. Serviceable.
Strike four.
Exactly. It wasn't even good. It looks serviceable. Mark is in Valley Stream. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. First-time caller.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the way you should order pizza. I'm Grand Knights of Columbus, and we always have enough. What we do is we order a Sicilian pie.
There you go.
You have it double, and you double cut it. And that gives you about 22 slices, And I was a Grand Knight for 7 years, and every time we had an event with pizza, we never ran out.
Look, it's not that hard, Mark, and thank you for the call. Matter of fact, enough. Just be, Hoff, let's order some real pizza. I'll give you my credit card. Who cares what the bill? Just whatever you think you want to do for the guys out there. I mean, they might be full a little bit because they had some of Evan's pizza, so maybe they're not ravaged yet. But let's do it. Let's just get a bunch of pies for everybody and see if we can make that happen. Let me know. I don't want to overstep my boundaries here with Evan, so maybe clear it with him and we can see that. But if you need to, we'll go into the pocket.
We'll take control of the situation.
Okay, there you have it. John in Staten Island, BT, wants to talk about Evan's small pizza. What's up, John?
This is unbelievable, gentlemen. I have to – there's three party fouls here. All right, three party fouls. Number one, Evan, like, what's a pizza night at his family's house? Two Sicilians? What, three Sicilians cut in quarters?
No, seven crumbs.
Kids and his wife? Party foul two. Hoff saw that there was three small pies and took two slices. Yeah. Nothing yeah. Party foul.
That is true.
Party foul number three. Sal, I love you, brother. Yeah. You're not going to like this. Party foul number three.
Yeah.
You're complaining about this. BT lost his wallet. You said I only got $5 on you. You couldn't,
go
true. To the ATM and let him $500?
No, he needed
so we
cash.
Can go out for the next day?
He needed cash.
You guys all need to get your act together. I went to Lucali the other night. I had to hire a task rabbit to wait on the line for me for 4 hours to get a reservation. That was like $150. I went with my two daughters that are 13 years old and my wife, and I ordered three pies. You got to try everything.
Yeah, thank you, John, for the call. We appreciate checking. I do think it's a different story. I would have helped BT out. I had four singles on me. He needed cash in that moment. I mean, come on. What, you think I take a hit there, BT, on that day where you lost your wallet last week?
Previous lifetime, I would have loved those four singles.
Yeah, well.
No, now let me address that. That's interesting. I almost forgot about that. No, I mean, if you're cashless, there's nothing you could do. I didn't bring it to the air to, you know, with my hand out, like I figured I would be able to rectify it at some point. I was a little surprised that nobody stepped up. Not Hoff, not Dove, not Hurley.
Meaning if anybody in the building had like a 20 on them or whatever. Yeah.
Of course, I was off that day.
Was off that day, he's saying. That's right. Who do we have? Was it Zoo in?
Big Zoo. And nobody. You know, so a teammate in despair trying to get to the garden without a penny to rub together here. Nobody stepped up.
Yeah, now if you really were in a pickle, then.
I was.
Because you went down after the show and went to the bank yourself.
You didn't know that was going to work out.
That's what I'm saying. After the fact, if you had said that, you know, like, dude, and I was still hanging out here, I guess I could have gone to the ATM, although I don't even know if there's one around here. I would have had to charge you the fees, the ATM fees, if I would have had to use the ATM and get some cash out. It's foreign to me. Who uses cash anymore? Like, I really don't even use it, right? Do you use cash? I have no cash on me ever.
I usually don't, you know, and it's frustrating when I try to tip, like the car wash or we talked about this, like when you tip certain things, even though it drives me nuts. Like today, I'm getting a cup of coffee, and I've said this before, but I'm getting a cup of coffee in the hotel, like lobby, whatever it is. It's like a little mom and pop coffee shop that was actually pretty good up here in Providence. And, you know, I'm putting, and I do it digitally, even though I do have cash on me. And I'm doing it digitally, and it says, you know, receipt. No, it's $3. I don't need a receipt. And then it says tip, no tip. And I'm saying to myself, again, this damn request for it. Why would I tip you?
Yeah.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, I hate that. I
can't stand that.
Yeah, you're forced. I feel bad. Just like
I don't.
Just like I feel bad, you know, ripping Evan to a certain extent. Bob is in Lindenhurst. Bob is in Lindenhurst. Bob? No, the people have spoken. Bob?
It's over.
I don't. We all know Evan's not, like, he doesn't think like the normal guy. But five minutes into your conversation, he should have been on the phone ordering 10 pies for the station. The conversation would have been over. They would have been praising him. Oh, he's made up for it. But he didn't. He didn't take the wheel. I don't
understand
that.
That's an extra layer.
Good
point.
Wow,
I got to tell you, the deeper we get into this Pizzagate, I think the more angles to really levy some real criticism at Evan are surfacing. Well, like, it could have been made right. All right, you know what? I was a little light on the front end. Let me do the right. Not only are three extra pizzas, but here's the calzone or two. Here's a couple of heroes. Like, he could have made it right, and he could have looked like the king, could have looked like the hero.
I'm not even sure Evan knows what a calzone is, honestly. And I don't know if he's heard this. And he may be in the back prepping for the show, doing whatever he's doing. So the people aren't going to him and complaining. They were coming to me and complaining. So then I brought it out on the air. So maybe he hasn't gotten wind of this yet.
Sal, how many times have you said during the show, Evan just shot me a text about something you and I were talking about. He always listens to the station. Now he's tuned out.
That is true. But when he gets here, usually that's before he enters the building. And he was here early today to deliver the goods. Usually if he's here, maybe he's not listening. So I don't know. I have offered to right the wrong and be the savior of the station if need be. I am awaiting word if we want that to happen. So we don't know where this is at with this whole thing. But yes, Evan screwed up. One more. Let's get in here, BT. Danny's on Long Beach. What's up, Danny?
BT, Sal, love you guys.
Thank you.
Listen, Sally, I got to take a little issue with you only because you let Evan actually order the pizza. Yeah. Don't you guys remember? Don't you guys remember one time it was over the summer? He left a tuna melt sandwich in his car.
Went
to work or a ball game, came back and ate the tuna melt.
Oh, jeez.
That's disgusting, and I don't recall that. I feel like I remember something about it, and I know Evan like packs his own lunch to go to Citi Field. He's not going to buy the food there sometimes. I don't recall him leaving a tuna melt. Maybe was he eating like a sandwich from Subway or something? I forget. There was something there. Yeah, maybe that is right, Danny. Maybe now it is coming back to me that he did do that. That's just unacceptable behavior.
That's great. Love you guys. Go Johnny's.
Thank you.
Let's go, buddy. Go Johnny's. No,
we're getting lost in the March sadness here with Evan with his pizza delivery, but we got to remember, BT, that Johnny's got a game tonight.
Yes, but there's no doubt. Mm. But the more I think about Ev, like, I can't help but wonder, like, how this extends to all that. Like, what was his bachelor party like? If you can't even deliver five pizzas on what kind of bachelor party did the guy have?
Maybe one that's not,
memorable?
With a lot of food. No, you can still have a memorable one. I don't know about the food. Russell in West Islip wants to talk about Pizzagate 2025. What's up, Russell?
Hello, guys.
Russ.
You guys are my favorite show. I have a timer set to remind me it's 10 o'clock. Is there any redemption for Evan? And I love Evan. I went to the same high school as him. Can he just...
Yes.
Like, his show's not on until 2.
Right.
Can he just, like, order it? And, I mean, sure, somebody there knows the correct address.
Redemption.
Like,
redemption
is... This?
Yes, redemption is always a possibility. Hmm. Now, the way you redeem yourself is tomorrow you have the goods waiting at 12:15, first tip. That's what you do. You got to make it right.
But what about today as the whole thing kicks off?
Today's today.
You
today's
got people
basically
disappointed,
over.
And then Friday there's nobody in the building. How about this? I will take. Well, you're not going to be here tomorrow either, which kind of stinks. But
I'll split the bill with you.
No. Well, I was going to say to have you here. It's not even about splitting the bill. I will take the reins tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If Evan makes it right today, or if you want me, Hoff, you look like you have an update.
We do have some rumored, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
I don't know much about it, but the rumor is that we've shamed Evan so much that he has now gone through and ordered 10 pizzas through Ray Martell, but using his card. So I think he's writing the wrong. This is what I've heard.
Wow.
Because
you like real pizzas?
This is what I've heard. Maybe
where's Martell? Get him in here.
All right, hold on. We'll get Ray. Yeah. He was just here a second ago. Hold on.
Yeah, get Ray.
Oh, God, Ray.
Now, Martell used to be, him and I used to be grading these things behind the scenes with Mike and Chris. Ray was a newsroom, veteran for a long time. He would know the rules on this.
He'll know.
If he put in the order, I want to find out details on what happened here from Martell with this order here. Hoff, you let us know if he's still around. Maybe he went down to pick up the pizza if they did order
it. He just, like, ran.
Oh, okay.
Sal, one thing we've learned here, I mean, if we're aggressive enough and are shaming, we'll get people to kind of do whatever we need them to do.
Yeah, but BT, I'm not proud of this. I got to be honest with you. I'm not proud of this practice. I was not trying to shame him. I was just trying to bring reality to the airwaves here on how many people behind the scenes were disappointed today with Evan's performance.
I appreciate the transparency, which led to shaming.
It's an exciting day. Everybody wants to be pumped up, and when you see the three small pies, I hesitate to even call them pies. The three personal-like pizzas.
The three muffins.
I think you ate more for breakfast than Evan served for lunch. There's no other way to label it. It's just a failure.
It's a failure. Have we found out why he brought the pizza himself. Was it by his home?
Yeah, he said he picked it up on the way into Harlem. We got Ray Martell in studio. Let's just get some clarification
before we break.
So, Ray, you are a newsroom veteran, been here a very long time. You know how the workings go with March Madness.
Yes, I do.
Did you know it's Frances's birthday? I'll give you an opportunity.
Of course. I got to text him, and it's the one time he texts back this year.
Okay, so you did say happy birthday.
We're
trying to carry on tradition.
Yes.
Evan did the right thing, we thought he was going to do the right thing. When you saw what was down here, what was your initial thought?
Well, first off, I didn't see it because it was already gone. All right, so if you don't have pizza for me, and I know I'm the biggest mooch out there.
You are.
I admit it.
You've mooched off of BT many times for
Providence
for tickets.
Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, BT's down in my land of Providence down
there. Hopefully, yeah, you hit him up for Providence.
Right, exactly. Hit him up all the time.
Okay, so take me through then what happened when you came down and you saw there was no pizza.
So I said, where's the pizza? and Zoo's like, it's gone. I'm like, what do you mean it's gone? It's gone. I said, I thought he was joking. I said, how many? Evan got 3 baby pies, is what I saw. 3 baby pies. Not even like full size. And apparently paid a lot of money, too, for this, too. I don't want to give money on the air, but he paid a lot for these 3 pies. I don't know where he went.
He got ripped off. Okay, anyway, go
so, ahead. And I went and talked to him. He's like, oh, I don't know this. And I said, Evan, Legacy, Afternoon Drive, WFAN.
Now you're talking.
Okay?
Here we go.
You have got to step up. That is a tradition, as Jim Nance would say, a tradition unlike any other. Pizza at Fan on the Thursday of the NCAA tournament.
All right, at noon.
At noon, yes. So he's like, you're right. Okay, but I said, look, I know a place. They can get it here, and you're not going to blow the bank. Well, you go pick it up. I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. You want me to go pick it up? I'm like, okay, pick it up. I'll get it.
You're still here, so.
I ordered it.
Okay.
Not only that, they did have delivery. So it is on its way.
Nice.
Evan did take care of it. We got to say that, but I really had to push him to do it.
Now, one last step to this. So you placed the order, not him.
Correct.
Because I don't trust him. It's like,
right here?
I don't trust Joe Shane picking a quarterback. I don't trust Evan making an order.
Ray, we're busier than usual. Your estimated delivery time is 1:13, between 1:13 and 1:28 p.m.
Okay, so it should be coming.
What's your order?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Good call.
5 BJ. Regular, 5 pepperoni.
What?
You could have split. Now, hold on, Ray.
That's not enough variety. Come on, BJ, get on him.
I was going to say, the 5 regulars, really, I mean, that's good. You could have split up maybe 2 pepperoni, 2 sausage, and 1 meatball.
Sicilian and grandma pie?
You know what?
You would have 10 freaking pies? And 5 regular, 5 pepperoni?
We did our best. At least we're getting something.
Good God! You guys are banned from this! Thank you, Ray Martell. We appreciate
it. You're welcome. Let's go, Johnny.
We got to take control of this.
Thanks, Ray.
Hey, this is pathetic. Evan, we give him credit for at least footing the bill here and following Ray's lead as Ray trips on himself to get out of the studio.
Oh, I mean,
what
a
slight tripping over the headphones here.
He is a
calm down in there, Ray, will you? Calm down.
Mess.
We got to take control of this because I don't understand how it's so difficult to order pizza for everybody.
It shouldn't be. Here's one thing that jumps out to me, and it was kind of sick because a few of us were speaking at the same time, but I heard this. He said, you know, once I finally convinced Evan to do it, so wait a second. After all this, you had to, like, really dig down deep to get him to do it?
Well, he did it.
That's... I know. I don't want to jump...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody who's doing the right thing, but I don't even want to say where's the self-awareness, but why did he have to be coerced into doing it by Ray?
Now, Hoff, how many slices will you have of the fresh deliveries?
I'll probably have multiple.
Yeah, all right. BT is. I can't believe Ray, who gets Evan to do the right thing, Evan ponies up, and then Ray's like, yeah, 5 pepperoni, 5 regular. What the hell?
What a zoo.
Come on,
what
you got to go 2-2-2-2. I mean,
gosh, what a mess.
Two.
I think next week.
I think either tomorrow or next week, I think everyone just bring in their individual pie. I think that's what we do.
BT
and share.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll get back to the sports conversation. 888-808-1019. Whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Mets and Yankees. There is something from the Yanks, BT, that I wanted to go over with you before we say goodbye. But, you know, obviously a week out from opening day. The Knicks last night. The Johnnies, though, getting set for tonight. Everybody excited about March Madness. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Reckon number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop.
Is the number to call. What do you got, BT?
Yeah, now, hold on, so I just got to pop this back up. Okay. It's about, I got a press release here, just obviously in a different studio. Here it is. All right, Rick Pitino, not a real surprise, but it's certainly worth getting into a little bit, at least giving him props. Rick Pitino named USBWA National Coach of the Year. That's the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Becomes the second in St. John's history to ever win it. Coach Carter second won it back in 83 and back in 85. So that is a tremendously prestigious honor. You know, and I remember Mink and I talking about this during the broadcast. It just as like a little historical footnote. But do you realize, Sal, that St. John's this year, they 1931-32. Is 1931 is the last time they rolled the dice undefeated at home, and they were 16-0 at that point, and they did it this year, obviously, where they won every game in Queens or at the Garden. So just the accolades keep rolling in, and as you and I discussed, certainly the first couple of hours of the show, two seed, regular season, conference champion, second team All-American, first, second team All-Conference. Now it's time to start winning some games.
And that's what I was kind of saying before, where there's no guarantee you're going to be in a better spot going in next year, even if you had a higher seed, hypothetically, but it was a near perfect regular season. They won every game at home, undefeated at home. Obviously, Big East regular season champs, Big East tournament champs. They lost four games on the year. Odds are, even just by, you know, whatever, bad luck, you're going to lose more games maybe next year, even if they're a better team, or maybe they get knocked off in the Big East tournament. So things happen. But right now, going in, I don't know if you could feel as good as we feel right now about this St. John's team as they head in the tournament. I was also watching one of the little hype videos. I don't know if you saw this during the break too, BT.
I saw a bunch. By who? Which Twitter handle?
I think it was St. John's, their own account. Yeah, it was St. John's men's basketball.
Okay.
We are New York's team. We are St. John's. And we're taking the nation by storm. And it was a nice little video about, like, you know, the Garden used to be empty and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it gets you pumped up for the game.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I got to watch it. Oh, I hear it is now. Okay.
Yeah.
About 9 minutes ago, they just posted it, right?
Yeah, I just saw it during the last break. Of note, BT, before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-101 on Creighton right now is taking it to Louisville.
I know.
Yeah, Louisville just scored a call. I think four and answered, at least from what I could see, but it's 58-44. So a good start for the Big East in this with Creighton doing their thing.
Now, here's the other thing, too. And now Creighton's interesting because they're very well coached. Their kid Ashworth is, you know, Stephen Ashworth, their point guard, is going to be 25 on May 1st. He's married and he has a child.
Jeez.
And he's playing. Yeah. And obviously,
what's he doing in college?
He's making more money than we are, is what he's doing. their big man, Kalkbrenner, who's going to be in the NBA. I picked them to win this game. I don't love Creighton to go incredibly deep because I think they're a little soft in certain spots. I did like them here. But just one more thing on the St. John's record. I think at this point, everybody knows they were 30-4. But when you go back to the four games that they lost, one was November 21st. That was in the Bahamas. 99-98, double overtime to Baylor, who's also in the tournament. And at this point, or at that point, they were 13th in the country. And I'm sure you know this, but St. John's got hosed. The clock didn't start, blah, blah, blah. Baylor hit the three at the horn. They should have won that game. Then they lost by 3 points to Georgia, who was also in the tournament. Then they lost by a point at Creighton in the tournament. At Creighton. And then they lost by two at Villanova middle of February. And that was after Wiltshire hit what I thought was going to be a game-winning three with about 10, 15 seconds to go. And then Villanova just buried a three late, and St. John's missed one at the buzzer. So even with the four losses, seven combined points, and they really should have won every one of those games.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Anthony's in Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hello, Ant.
23 coaches this year had a salary of $4 million or more. Rick Pitino's salary was $3.3 million. What happens, regardless if he makes a big run or not, like a big team like Nova doesn't come with a checkbook and a pen and say, fill it out.
Well, first of all, then Mike Rapoli would come with a bigger pen and a bigger checkbook, and Rick would go nowhere, number one. Number two, I hear you. He is underpaid. Rick said that a bunch. You know, yeah. He's making, three or two, whatever it is. But, yes, there are definitely coaches making more. There's no doubt. Indiana just hired a coach making more. Others will follow suit here. I don't think it's about that. Like, I've talked to Rick about this, you know, off camera. You've heard him say it on camera. Rick has his more money from multiple, by the way, his other family members do very well, whether it's the stock market, his other son, Richard, who is a coach, oh yeah, by the way, and is going to get a raise. They are fine for multiple generations. He owns horses, his investments. Rick, I wouldn't even guess how much he's got in the bank, but I could promise you it's probably more. Well, I'll give you a ballpark. It's probably more than Pete Alonso's making this season.
Yeah, and he has talked about it, like you said, BT. Just take it from the horse's mouth. Patino has said it's not about the money. He said openly that his agent gets on him. I forget where he said it. If it was us or with Boomer and Gio, that his agent gets, or your podcast, his agent gets mad at him when he keeps saying he doesn't care about the money. I mean, he said that flat out. He knows he's underpaid, doesn't care. It's not about the money. He's happy with what he's got. Yeah. He's enjoying life right now and loving what he's doing with St. John's.
It's a New York story, and it's full circle. And I guess that was the first Vice episode, which I don't think you've seen yet, but
no,
I know you
it's
will.
It's on my list. Yep.
I got you. Like, he talked about how he grew up and in Manhattan, you know, the first few years of his life, whereas both, you know, immigrants, Italian, working like most of our grandfathers and ancestors and grandmothers had to. Like, my grandfather was, you know, he had like five jobs and he was shoveling coal. He was a short order cook. He was fixing TVs. That's what you did when you were an immigrant back in the day. The wives didn't work. They would stay at home and they would cook, and dad would go out and try to scrounge together a livelihood. And the Patino ancestry and their tree is no different. So when he was walking to school, often by himself, he had a key for the apartment, and he'd go play basketball for 5-6 hours a day. Then they moved to Queens, and, you know, here he is. And he's a basketball junkie. He's a basketball lifer. We know where he coached. He coached the Knicks, and now he's full circle. And look what he's done for the school. The heights are unimaginable this fast.
There have been two main themes throughout the course of our show. It is, of course, St. John's and March Madness. Yeah. The other is Evan and his pizza. Evan. Michael is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Michael?
What's up, Sal? But I'm sorry to say this, but I think you're to blame here. You are the Italian guy there. This is a big thing that Italians do. We overorder and we overtip. So you should have stepped in and done that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair criticism, Michael. Let me just stay with me for a second here. Do you think I should have overstepped the boundaries where Evan is the afternoon drive host? You think I should have just said, get out of the way, let me handle this, I got it, even as the midday guy, not sitting back and letting Evan do his thing as the afternoon drive?
100%. Yeah. You had to take over. Clearly, you know for the future, but...
Right, I cannot let this happen again, and thank you for the call, Michael. He's not wrong, BT, in one aspect, like, if I would have done it, it would have been done correctly, or if we would have done the show, would have been done correctly. Look at Gallo's got the real pizzas here. Here they are. Gallo and Martel. Well, I don't need them in here. They got eight pies, though. it does smell pretty good. Eight pies, all of which are pepperoni and regular, thanks to Ray Martel. That is a poor order there by Ray, but nonetheless, the guys are smiling. Gallo's happy. Martel happy. A much like Deshaun Watson, a happy ending here at the Fan.
That's and what you call. Oh, man, you know, 45 times over. That's what you call the market correction, Sal. But that is something that was wrong that was apparently made very right. So as much as we bagged on Evan and made fun of him, all in a good way, he did the right thing, and he stepped up to the plate. Granted, it was his second at bat, and he drove the run home. Good job, Evan.
All's well that ends well. You know, it's kind of like the dynamic, though, BT. Like, you and I could speak to this because we're living it, and I don't know if it's – but there is something, too, like the morning drive, obviously, being the leaders of the station – afternoon drive, Evan and Tiki as well. So you know your place. Like, it would be like coming into the clubhouse in the first year and just being like, all right, we're taking over things. Like, it doesn't work like that. So
I don't look at it like that. Okay. I don't really calculate stepping on toes in terms of trying to do something good.
But even if he said he was going to do it, like, I inquired, I said I was going to do it. Then somebody said, well, Evan's doing it. And once I heard that and then again got it confirmed yesterday and today, because I wasn't sure. Once I heard that, I kind of just deferred. Like,
well, I can see why you would exhale, because you think that he would get the job done. But let's face it. If we're doing a fantasy pizza draft here or a fantasy food draft at the station, Evan's last.
Yeah.
You know Boomer would do the right thing. You know Gio would do the right thing. You and I would do the right thing. Hoff would do the right thing. Marash would do the right thing. Truth of the matter is, I think that they got, I think both guys on the show would be the two last picks.
Here's what I would say.
Evan and Teague.
Evan did the right thing with his, like, he had the right intentions.
Yes, he did.
He had the right intention. He thought he was doing the right thing. He's got to learn, and maybe he should ask for advice. And next time, we won't have this issue. And next time I am stepping in to take you over. Right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, finish up on the phones, 888-808-1019.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Greg is calling from Morristown, New Jersey. What's up, Greg?
Boys, great show on a great day.
Yeah, there you go, Greg.
You are incredible. Let's set the scene. You said it before. Super Bowl, boring pregame shows. Today, I'm off today. Tomorrow, Monday, I'm off, recovery day. I pick up my brother in about an hour at the airport. Stop by South Orange, New Jersey, Reservoir Pizza. Ooh-hoo-hoo! 3 to 4 pies. Stop at Buddy's Bar, home of the Seton Hall Pirates, NIT champion Pirates. Get a little cold, tasty beverage while waiting for the pies. Back up to my place in Flanders. Then the older brother meets, tells us, I've been eating healthy, as he's on his eighth. Like, I'm eating healthy. Your wife's not here. We know how you eat. Cousin Maddie comes over. Cards and games all night.
Nice.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. Now, one last thing before I get off, because this is tremendous. I am a Cleveland Indian fan. I don't want to change topics, but I felt awful when the Yankees got those guys hurt. I don't want anyone injured. But Jose Ramirez will be hitting.
Greg, I'm still looking for Ramirez. Thank you for the call. That was an awesome call. I'm still looking for Ramirez to do something. He was absent in the postseason. Best hitter, most dangerous hitter. My ass. Ramirez didn't do squat in the postseason. And BT, before we finish up on the calls here about the March Madness, about the pizza, 888-808-1019, I did mention we could do more baseball either next week or tomorrow, see how things play out here. But I did want to mention one thing that kind of maybe gets you more excited or favors you. Not a big deal, but it is still symbolic, just in case anybody forgot who runs this town. Today, we are 7 days away from opening day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees, I don't know if it was the Yankees account or Yes account, they posted, Mickey Mantle, a picture of Mickey Mantle. We are Mickey Mantle days away from opening day.
I've seen a lot of teams do stuff like that, sure.
And the Mets, we are Brett Beatty days away from opening day. That one, it bothered me. I noticed it this morning on social media. I was like, not that that's a huge deal, but you know what I'm saying? Mickey Mantle days away versus Brett Beatty days away.
Well, hold on, Sal. Yeah. Let's push this forward a little bit. So when it's 6 days away, you're Joe Torre days away versus Wally Backman days away.
Yeah, okay.
Get a little closer,
I
guess.
We had to go like 22 days away. At least we have Soto, but still you could have Clemens. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, now let's go to five. Joe DiMaggio day away. David Wright.
Yeah. Still not a favorable matchup.
No.
But
four.
That's as good as we're going to get. Yeah, four.
Well, four, Lou Gehrig versus Leddy Dykstra.
Yeah.
Okay. Babe Ruth versus the great Rafael Santana.
Jeter, woo, number two, go on and on. I mean, Bobby Valentine.
There you go. Yeah. Kevin Elster, I think, was number two.
Billy Martin and Mookie Wilson. All right, but yeah, there you have it. We'll get more into the baseball. Although one thing, BT, I did see this lineup. Let me just read you the lineup.
Yeah.
Wells, Judge, Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Jazz, Dominguez, Volpe, Rice, and Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay. There's obviously the questions that we've hit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the expectation for everything to go right that needs to go right, I think that's just a little bit overly ambitious. Now, there's no way everything's going to flop. I think if you get half the variables to respond favorably, I think it's a really good lineup. And if Aaron Judge stays healthy and has a monster MVP type of season, then I think that elevates them maybe five or so. But I don't see it as a top three lineup. I will tell you that I do like Austin Wells adjusting to leadoff spot. Bellinger has been, I know it's the spring.
No, but still.
has been on fire. It looks like Goldschmidt, whatever he found the last month or so, is sticking. And Ben Rice's exit velo this spring has been phenomenal.
Well, that's the exact point, is that just looking at this lineup, we know all the question marks. We've been over it a million times. But looking at this lineup, if you look at it and say, wow, Goldschmidt's over the hill and I don't trust him, the kids, I don't trust them, then you're going to say, you know what, it's not a very good lineup. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it saying, well, if Goldschmidt can do what he did in the second half last year and what he's done in the spring so far, that's good. If you think Volpe and Dominguez are legit, combined with Ben Rice hitting eighth as the DH, like the ninth spot with Cabrera doesn't really matter. You know what he is, fine. But those 6, 7, 8, really Goldschmidt 4, fine, but 6, 7, 8, they could be a lethal combination and take this lineup over the top, or it could be a dud. And then all of a sudden you're like, good God, like you from 4 on down, the Yankees have a lot of holes in their lineup. Just depends on how you look at those young guys.
Yeah, and I have to look at it. I think the only way that you really should look at it now before anything has actually happened, there's a lot of guessing. So that's why I can't stamp the Yankees. If you guys missed the show the other day, me and Sal talked about this for a couple of hours. I think that was, what's today, Thursday, maybe Tuesday, or even Monday, maybe. Free Odyssey app, go check it out. It was good. I don't think the Yankees right now are the favorite to win the division. I think they're a playoff team. I feel like their 88.5 win total is a bit low, but with the injuries with the staff here, obviously Cole, and of course now Heal for a couple of months, I need to see what the lineup is. And I'll tell you, I saw an interesting quote from C-Mac, our teammate, Chris McMonagle, who's a great dude, big Yankee guy. And it's like, you know, FAN on the FAN account where they build out like a quote board for those of you not in the business. And it's like, you know, it's something that one of us said, and then they attribute it with the quotes to, you know, to one of us. And he basically said, if Anthony Volpe has another OPS of 690, then there's no way that you can look at him as your starting shortstop going forward. And I think now maybe that's a bit of a stretch because he's not making big money yet, nor is he due big money yet with arbitration, pre-arb, etc. But I think the premise is on point. If after 3 years, Anthony Volpe is still the same inconsistent player and substandard offensively in terms of the numbers, then he's just not that guy.
Sorry, BT. Howie, let's finish up on the phones. Yeah. Howie in the Bronx talking about March Madness. What's up, Howie?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. First time, long time. I want to give a plug to the other New York City team in the March Madness, the Columbia University women's basketball team. They're playing tonight on ESPN2. They're very excited.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Howie. I'm all for Columbia, especially, working there at that program. And I know the women have done a great thing, but today should be about the Johnnies. And it should be about the pizza. Joe is in North Brantford. What's up, Joe? Joe? Okay, Joe's not there. He wanted to talk. Joe, you there? I hung up on him. I mean, it was too much there. He wanted to talk about the pizza.
I agree.
I mean, it's a Johnny's Day, BT. That's it. We've had some Seton Hall calls. Now you get the Columbia women's mention, which is fine.
Well, people try to jump in on the madness, which by the way, of course, it's a St. John's Day. And more specifically, it's going to be a St. John's night and hopefully a St. John's weekend. I've always enjoyed, you know, the FDUs and the smaller stories. But, hey, the town has not been this bright and this red for decades. I want to wish all the St. John's fans an awesome celebration tonight. Keep this thing moving, and I can't wait to get on the mic with Mink. I'm so pumped.
Good luck, BT. Have fun. We'll be listening.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. from Providence, win or lose. Hopefully we are expecting big things for the Johnnies. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. And thanks to Evan for having his heart in the right place, trying to cater pizza on this special day March Madness kicks off. Hey, you can listen to Evan and Tiki coming up next. Call him out for it, even though we ended up doing right in the end. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Go Johnnies!